91X News.
It's minus 13 and cloudy at 9 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good morning, I'm Morgan Davey. Belleville police responded yesterday to a property on Station Street. Sometime over the weekend, someone broke into the new fire hall and damaged multiple areas with drywall mud. Anyone with information is asked to contact Belleville Police Service or Quinte Crime Stoppers. Police are reminding you about an ongoing antivirus software scam. People claiming to be affiliated with Microsoft ask to gain access to your computer to remove viruses or other software. Once they remotely gain access, they typically ask for credit card information or a money transfer. Often, they will lock your computer or threaten to do so if you do not pay a monetary amount. Do not allow anyone to remotely gain access to your computer or provide personal information. The Belleville Fire Department responded to a report of a structure fire on Getty Street around 7 p.m. last night. Upon arrival, the crews found smoke and flames in the floor joist area of the basement. The crews were able to extinguish the fire quickly, and damage was minor enough that the homeowners were able to remain in their home for the night. Although this fire is not suspicious, the cause remains under investigation at this time. Students at Fleming College in Lindsay are organizing a search party to help police find a missing classmate. Ethan Stokes has been missing since leaving a Lindsay bar early Sunday morning. Police say the 20-year-old isn't known to have had any contact with anyone since leaving the bar. He's described as about 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, and was last seen wearing a red winter coat, green and yellow plaid button-down shirt, jeans, and running shoes. Two grade 8 girls from Toronto met with Premier Kathleen Wynne to ask that Ontario's updated sex ed curriculum include the concept of consent. 13-year-old Tessa Hill says kids need to be taught how to read facial expressions and body language when it comes to consent for sex.
What we're talking about a lot is creating a consent culture, not just a culture where all the sex that is had is consensual, but also a culture of asking for permission. Everything in creating a consent culture starts with education, and so it starts with changing the curriculum and putting that information in the curriculum so kids can learn about asking for permission and learning about healthy relationships.
Ontario plans to update its sex ed curriculum this fall for the first time since 1999, long before the widespread use of social media or even the term sexting. Thousands of family, friends, comrades, and strangers gathered in St. Albert, Alberta yesterday for the regimental funeral of a Mountie who was shot earlier this month while on the job. Constable Dave Wynne was remembered as an ordinary guy who loved his family and worked hard to protect the public. John Cotter takes us to his memorial service.
The ceremony for Constable Wynne was all about honoring his service and sacrifice and remembering the kind of man he was. Relatives spoke of Wynne's love for his wife and his three sons, of teaching them how to fly fish. His detachment commander called Wynne the finest example of a community police officer. Wynne was shot by a career criminal following a routine traffic stop. The shooter later turned his gun on himself. John Cotter, The Canadian Press, St. Albert.
A snowstorm has quieted New York City, but it hasn't buried it. Warren Levinson explains.
It is about as close as the city that never sleeps gets to sleeping. With car traffic banned, bridges and tunnels closed, and mass transit shut down, Manhattan is spectrally quiet. The thing is, the blizzard they were shut for never quite materialized, at least not here.
I mean, it's always been worse than this. This ain't nothing, you know?
Justino Delgado was salting the sidewalk in front of an 8th Avenue office building. The storm shifted east overnight, hammering Long Island and Connecticut, but leaving most of the city with about a foot of snow, followed by bitter cold and biting winds. Warren Levinson, New York.
After a three-day trip to India, U.S. President Barack Obama is now off to Saudi Arabia for a rare and impromptu visit. Devin Dwyer has more.
On a four-hour stop in Riyadh, the president will pay respects to the Saudi royal family after the death of King Abdullah. He'll also meet with his successor, King Salman, to discuss the fight against ISIS and the situation in Yemen. More than two dozen top American dignitaries will join Mr. Obama, including Senator John McCain, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, and former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Mr. Obama is due back on U.S. soil on Wednesday. Devin Dwyer, ABC News, traveling with the president in India.
There's been more rocket fire in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Alex McCourt has more information on the situation.
Two rockets have landed in northern Israel after being fired from Syria. They landed in open areas and no one was hurt. Israel's military says they then returned fire with artillery while evacuating people from a nearby ski resort. It's unclear who fired the rockets. This comes just over a week after an Israeli strike in Syria killed a unit from Hezbollah and a top Iranian general. Alex Marquardt, ABC News, Beirut.
In entertainment news, Ne-Yo's new album, Nonfiction, is a collection of songs that he says are all based on true stories, some of which his fans shared with him on social media. He didn't give credit to the fans whose stories he used, though, and he explains why.
I wish I could have credited the people whose stories I actually used, but there was all kinds of legal red tape, and, you know, of course my lawyers were like, wait a minute, I don't know if you want to do that. So, you know, I didn't get to do it that way. But I did write the songs very, very specific to where if I use your story, you know that it's your story.
That's QNET News on 91X to 906. Sports is next.
Ray and Jim's Promotions, 313 Front Street in downtown Belleville, offer practical and durable pop-up retractable banners plus direct printing on an incredible array of promotional products. Ray and Jim's continue to be your place for customized t-shirts and apparel, digitally printed decals, and vinyl graphics. Where do you see your logo? Ray and Jim's Promotions. More than signs, trophies, and awards. Ray and Jim's Promotions, 313 Front Street in downtown Belleville. Your partner in marketing your trusted name.
QNET Sports. In local hockey, they're no longer perfect, but the Pee Wee Free Flow Petroleum Red Devils ran their ETA unbeaten streak to 13 games after a 3-3 tie with Clarington Toros and a 7-2 win over the Peterborough Petes. The Devonco Homes Minor Midgets added two more wins to their total and clinched first place in the ETA East with a 3-1 win over Kingston and Central Ontario. The McEnroy Mains Construction Major Midget Red Devils are rounding out the season in fine form with a tie and win in last week's action. The Devils have clinched a playoff spot in the tough East Division. The CrossFit Belleville Minor Bantams played the Richmond Hill Coyotes on Sunday, January 18th, and won the game 1-0. The Bonlaw Quinte Red Devils Minor Adam team earned four huge points this weekend in the battle for first place in the ETA East. On Saturday, the Devils hosted the Oshawa Generals and were all about offense as they skated to a convincing 9-0 win. The Quick Copy Quinte Major Bantam team had a very busy four-game week. The team had a 3-0 win in Markham, a 1-1 tie in Kingston, and a 5-2 win in Uxbridge. In Empire B action tonight, the Napanee Raiders play host to Port Hope after beating them 4-3 in overtime on Saturday. The NHL returns from its All-Star break with a full slate of games. Five of tonight's 11 games feature Canadian teams, starting with the Winnipeg Jets visiting Pittsburgh, which will be without their injured captain, Sidney Crosby. The Jets have won five straight. Also, Montreal Canadiens host Dallas. The Habs have won back-to-back games before the All-Star break. At West, three Canadian teams are in action. The Flames return home to Calgary after earning four wins on a five-game road trip. They'll host Buffalo. Also, Minnesota is in northern Alberta against the Edmonton Oilers, and the NHL best Anaheim Ducks are in Vancouver against the Canucks. After over 22 years, Major League Baseball has a new commissioner. Rob Manfred has taken over as the new league boss after Bud Selig retired over the weekend. Manfred explains his goals he wants to accomplish.
My planning for the game is on the assumption that I'm going to do this job for my five-year term, and we'll see what happens at the end of it. But I really do hope that the things I'm interested in will make huge progress on them within that 5 years.
Manfred said one of his goals is to speed up the pace of the game. Rafael Nadal is out and Maria Sharapova is in at the Australian Open. Graham Agars has the details.
Rafael Nadal's Australian Open campaign has come to an end in the quarterfinals. Nadal's lack of match practice after an injury-prone last 6 months, finally exposed by the big-serving Czech Tomas Berdych, who powered to a 6-2, 6-love, 7-6 win, an error-prone Nadal bravely saving three match points before his exit. Berdych now takes on Andy Murray in the semi-finals. Maria Sharapova beat Eugenie Bouchard in straight sets. That to set up an all-Russian women's semi-final showdown with Ekaterina Makarova, who beat Simona Halep. Graham Agars, Melbourne.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnews@gmail.com. Forecast for Belleville, mainly cloudy day today with a 60% chance of flurries early this morning and a high of -7. Tonight, clear with a low of minus 19, and sunny tomorrow, increasing cloudiness into the evening, feeling like minus 27 with that wind chill. At 9:10, it's minus 13. QNET News is on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Morgan Davey. News on 91X next at noon.